Russia has changed a lot since the days of the Soviet Union, but the Russians are apparently still big on espionage. Think of the Russian spies whose seemingly quiet lives were interrupted in America this past summertime. Well, now there's a similar but higher-profile case in Britain. Sounds kind of like the plot of a Bond movie. Young, beautiful spy infiltrates the office of a British member of parliament. This allegation, though, is real. Katia Zatulivyater is a 25-year-old working for Liberal Democrat Minister of Parliament Mike Hancock. She was arrested recently on suspicion of spying. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Bridget Kendall is following the reaction to the story. What do they accuse this young woman of doing?
Well, this young Russian woman had a job as a researcher for a British member of parliament who had a big interest in Russia, but also sat on the parliament's defence committee. She was detained by the British authorities a week ago. It appeared that she had been arrested because of suspicions that she might be a Russian spy. And the allegations, which are denied by her, are that she had access through this MP to information about British military information, that it was dodgy, to say the least, that she should have a Russian researcher.
I'm sure you know, Bridget, this has some echoes of what happened in the past several months here in the United States with the arrest of suspected Russian spies in America as well. Is there thought to be any kind of connection at all among the cases?
Well, no connection between these two young ladies. The new one, Katia Zatulivyater, is also in her 20s. Anna Chapman, who was the young lady who earlier in the summer, she'd also lived in London but was arrested in the United States as part of a network of sleeper spies who were then sent back to Russia. What the media here has been saying is this all looks like the traditional Soviet way of entrapping British officials or British figures in the public eye who could be either compromised or might have information, what's so-called the honey trap espionage scenario, where you have an attractive young woman and she somehow coaxes somebody into her clutches. But this, again, is circumstantial. And the feeling at the Russian embassy in London is this is terribly unfair. They talk a lot here about Cold War stereotyping in the British media of Russian citizens, and that it's completely out of date and that people ought to get beyond this. But of course, the problem is that Anna Chapman, the woman who was arrested in the United States, did turn out to be a sleeping agent. And when she and her colleagues went back to Moscow, they were congratulated by Mr. Putin and they were given awards by the Russian president for their patriotic service. So it's a little bit hard for Russian diplomats to make the case that it's never true that there is espionage going on.
The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Bridget Kendall, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.